a shifcha charufis. Again, we saw that there's a major machlokes tanan. What exactly a shifcha charufis? According to Rabbi Akiva, she's a chetzi a shifcha, the chetzi bas chayre that's married to an eved ivri. A man is mezana with her. You have the parish of shifcha charufa. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Acherim, she's a shifcha knanis. The difference is Rabbi Shmuel holds she's a shifcha knanis that was married to an eved ivri. Acherim holds that she's a shifcha knanis that was married to an eved knan. The Gemara in Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses, according to Rabbi Akiva, that a shifcha charufa is a chetzi a shifcha v'chetzi bas chayrim. On her tzad bas chayrim, is she married or is she not married? Meaning, the issues of the tzad bas chayrim, is that a regular issues or is that not a regular issues? Could a chetzi a shifcha v'chetzi bas chayrim get married? L'chatzim, you come to the chasana, she's not 100% married, but she's 50% married. The part of her that's a bas chayrim can get married. So that's the shayla. A chetzi shifcha, a chetzi bas chayre. Can she get married on that half or not? Says the Gemara. On the one hand, you can argue. The Gemara says if someone's mekadosh a chetzi isha, the kedushin's not chal. So lechayre you only be mekadosh a chetzi isha. Oye shloimer. When is it true if someone's mekadosh a chetzi isha, the kedushin's not chal? That's because you were shy of the kinyanai. You could have been mekadosh 100%, and you chose to only be mekadosh chatzi. That doesn't work. But hachal yishai bekinyan, he didn't leave anything over because here, whatever was available, you took. And as a result, yesh loimer. Maybe over here, it's going to be chal. L'mayis, it's machlokes amayron. It's a sugya and mesechtes gittin daf mem gimel amud aleph. What does this have to do with our sugya? It has so much to do with our sugya because really, if you hold that a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschayrin, according to Rabbi Akiva, she's mikudesha, she has regular issues on her tzad bas chayrin, it gives you a much richer understanding of the halach of shivcha charufa. Pasha, you learn, a shivcha charufa, she's a shivcha. She's nechrefes le'ish. The Torah doesn't even use a lashon that we even know what it means. Right, the Torah uses an interesting sprach. She's nechrefes le'ish. Why? She's not married. The reason she's not married is because she's a shivcha. She can't get married. So really, she has no sheiches to ish ish. Stating that there's a chiddush haTorah, Asham shivcha charufa. You still have to go ahead and bring a carbon Asham. She's going to get malchus. But loy Rabbi Akiva that she's a chetzi bas chayrin on the tzad that she could get married on her tzad bas chayrin. So it comes out on some level she's an eshes ish. If on some level she's an eshes ish, so then you can say that the parsha of shivcha charufa is to a degree an eshes ish tega parsha. Because she has a tzad bas chayrin that got married. Now, she's not a regular ishtish. She's a chetzi shivcha, the chetzi bas chayrin. But it's a game changer in terms of understanding the parasha of shivcha charufa. If she's a full-fledged shivcha knanis, then there's no real ishtos. A shivcha knanis can have ishtos kadas moish of Yisrael. If she's a chetzi shivcha, the chetzi bas chayrin, you hold that she can't get married on her tzad bas chayrin because she's like a regular chatzi isha, man can be mekadosh chatzi isha. So again, there's no real ishos. But if she's a chetzi shivcha chetzi bas chayrim, and you hold that hoyvel ishai bekinyana, you could be mekadosh that other half. So it comes out that there's a regular ishos over there. With that hakdama, the Pnei Yeshua Mesechtes Gittin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph asks a bamba kasha, a kasha that was marishay lomois in the kosel beis medrash. That is as follows. We're all familiar with the parasha of Yibum. It says in the Torah, Yeshua achem yachdov umeis. One of the brothers dies. He has no child. Says the Torah. Says the Gemara Masechtes Yevamos. It says umeis echad mehem, echad v'lo yishnai. Meaning, if a woman would be married to two men and they would both be brothers and both of them would die, there would be no yibum. The only time there's yibum is if a woman's married to one man. But if a woman's married to two men, you don't have the parasha of Yibum. Says the Gemara, how's that even possible? I mean, pre-chem to Rabbeinu Gershon, a man was able to be married to two women. But woman before man, that had nothing to do with Rabbeinu Gershon. That's not possible. So if Zog the Gemara, really, you're right, it's a good question. And really, loy matzinu eshes beis meisim b'chol ha-tayrugul, and the Gemara comes up with a hechatimtza of why it's negeya such a drasha, of umeis echad mehem lo shnayim, because really, it's not possible. Because it's not possible to have Ishus Beis Mason. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I have a Hechatimsa. I solved the riddle. I was poised the Chida. I have a Hechatimsa. I have a way to have Ishus Beis Mason. You know it's possible? A Chetzi Shivcha, the Chetzi Bas Chayrin, that gets married, according to the Tzad and the Gemara, that it's Chal Ishus on the Tzad Bas Chayrin. So she's married. What would be... Oh, that too. That the Gemara says. Something else. I know where you're going. You're going for you and Meshachra the other half. So to Pnei Yeshua, let's keep it even simpler. She now goes ahead and someone else is Mekadosh. Someone says, will you marry me? She says, yeah, I'm married. She says, I understand, but you're a Chetzi Shivcha, the Chetzi Bas Chayrin, but will you marry me? Could she accept Kedushin? Now, why could an Eishes Ish not get married? because she's a chayvi krisus. Kedushin's not toifus, but chayvi krisus. She's an erva. Kedushin's toifus, but chayvi lahavin. Kedushin's not toifus, but chayvi krisus. Being that she's a chayvi krisus, she can't get married. But this eishes ish, Dr. Pnei, she was not a chayvi krisus. Why? Because we just learned the halacha. What happens if someone's mezana with this woman b'shoigig? You bring a chatos. I mean, I'm saying you bring an osha. What's the halacha b'mezid? Also an osha. She gets malchus. It's a chayve lavin or a chayve yosha, depending on if you look at it from the woman's perspective or from the man's perspective. But kar is zichanat. So it's not a chayve. If it's not a chayve krisos, then l'chayra, it could be typhus kedushin. If it could be typhus kedushin, l'chayra, she'd be able to get married a second time. So I have a chetimtza where you can have an eishes beis meisim. You have a chetz, a shivcha, a chetz, a bas chayra, and that's married. Now that she, what's that? Now that she's married, she the same tzad bas chayra could get married from Sveitenmul. You know why? Because why could a married woman never get married? Because she's a chavi krisos. Because of eishes ish, there's no eishes ish. It's shivcha charufa. Shivcha charufa, there's one thing we take away from this daf is that a shivcha charufa is not an eishes ish. It's asham. It's not chatos, it's not chorus, it's malchus. There's no mises basin. The Torah says lo yumsu ku lo yichufasha. There is no misa, so she's not an eishes. There's no erva. If there's no erva, freik the pnei shul. Why can't you get married a second time? Have eichatim so eishes beis meisim. So you want to know where it's negeya? The case of yibum, it's negeya in this case where she was married to two brothers. She was a chetz yishiv, chetz baschayim. That's how played it. Talk to pnei shul, a bomb teretz. He says that the first mishnah mesachtes kedushin says ha'isha niknes b'shloisha drachim b'kesef shtar rabia. Emphasis on the word niknes. Isha nik. When a woman gets married, her husband is acquiring her. On some level, she becomes koni to her husband. Being that she's koni to her husband, this woman doesn't have a yad anymore to be makabel kedushin for somebody else. Zokta Pnei Yeshua, an Isha Sish can't get married. You're right. Kedushin's not toifus, she's a chayvi krisus. But really, even without the chayvi krisus, an Isha Sish wouldn't be able to get married. She wouldn't be able to get married because once she's married, she's not a bailim on herself to be able to get married again. She doesn't have a yad for kedushin. If she doesn't have a yad for kedushin, Zokta Pnei Yeshua, you're right. That this woman is not an erva. There's no eishes ish. But even though she's not an erva, there's no eishes ish. But at the same time, she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedusha. Why not? She gave up her yad. Isha niknes. She doesn't have a yad anymore. And as a result, it's vaita not going to be negeya. It's vaita going to be a problem with eishes beis meisim. Davni meluim. And simen mem dalet. It's very mayrich on this Pnei Yeshua. But the Avni Meluim says that as it relates to the Iker Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, he thinks the Pnei Yeshua made a gevaldige tois. And he says a bomb teres. Says the Avni Meluim, the Gemara Mesachtes Yevamah says, Umeis echad mehem echad v'lo yishnayim. Says the Gemara, meaning an eishes beis meisim doesn't fully yivam. Shalom matzino b'chal derko. Really, it's not fine. How are you going to come with heichatimtza of the eishes beis? Look, the Pnei Yeshua, I figured it out. I have heichatimtza. She was a chetzi shivcha, chetzi v'aschrem. She got married. She can get married again because she's not an erva. She's not an eishes ish. She's a shivcha charufa. And being that she's not an eishes ish, according to the mandama that says it's chal ishus on the other side, I have it all worked out. Zokta Avni Meluim, in order for the case to work with that Gemara Mesachtes Yevamah Daflam and Aleph, it's not enough to find a case where you have a woman who can get married to two men. You need a woman who's able to marry two brothers. Because Yibum is only with a brother. So you need a woman who was married to two men that were both brothers. Zokta Avni Meluim, if that's the case, if you want the second brother now to be able to marry this woman, you have to deal with not only the fact that she's an Eishes Ish, you also have to deal with the fact that she's an Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is also one of the Arayas. Zokta Avni Meluim, the parish of Shivcha Charufa was Megala, that there's no Eishes Ish on a Chetzi Shivcha v'Chetzi Baschar. According to Rabbi Akiva, even according to the Mandama that says that Ishus is Chal on that other half. But the Torah said, Lo Yumsu Ki Lo Yichupasha, she's not a Chayvi Krisus. What she is she's Chayv Malkus, and he has to bring a Karban Asha. But you don't have a Gili that there's no Ishus Ach. All you know is that there's no Ishus Ish. So if you want now this woman to get married to another person, yeah, maybe it's possible. Maybe the Pnei Yeshua was right in the Kasha. Maybe she could get married to somebody else. But she can't get married to her husband's brother because for that it's going to be Ishus Ach. And being that it's going to be Ishus Ach, on that you don't have the Chiddush HaTorah of Shivcha Charufa.
The Chetzi that she was a Shivcha, her Adam gave her an Eved Ivri, who is this guy's brother. There's no Ishus there because it's an Eved. It's not a relationship of Ish and Isha. And then he
mentioned it's a freight Reb Yitzi with the Michas Chinuch's kasha, essentially. And that is, Zokta Michas Chinuch, he says that I don't understand the Avni Meluim. It was so posh to the Avni Meluim that the parish of Shivcha Charufa is only a giloy in the Eishes Ish. But as it relates to Eishes Ach, you're going to look at her as an ordinary Eishes Ach. Mamarav Shach. L'chura, if there's no Eishes Ish by a Chetzi Shivcha v'Chetzi Baschayrim, what does that mean? That means that there's no regular healthy ishus. Because if there was a regular ishus, then there would be ishus ish. Elamai, there's no ishus. So to the extent that there's no ishus, then there shouldn't be ishus achina. So zokta michas chinuch. I don't understand how the Amni Meluim felt that it was so poshit that it could be mechalik between ishus ish and ishus ach. Memorav shach. If she's a full-fledged married woman, then there should be ishus ish. And if she's not, then there shouldn't be Eishes Ach. The Amim Luhum said that maybe the parish of Shivcha Harufa was only Megala on the Eishes Ish. That as it relates to Eishes Ish, that Erva, so for there you're going to bring a Karban Asham, Malchus, as opposed to the regular halachas of Mises, Bezdin, Karas, and Chatas. So she's not a Chavi Krisos. But as it relates to Eishes Ach, who said? She's a regular Eishes Ach. So if you want Eishes Beis Mesim as it relates to Yibum, it's not enough that she's married to two men. It has to be two brothers. The second brother can't marry her because in addition to the issue of Eishes Ish, you also have a problem with Eishes Ach. What's the takeaway from the parasha of Shivcha Harufa? From the fact that there's no Eishes Ish, what does that mean? That means there's no issues. That means his lashon is the issues is miklash kolish. It's a weakened issues. So if it's a weakened issues, and that's why there's no issues ish, then there should be no issues ach either. The truth is that the Mechas Chinuch says, it discusses this in many places. He clears a bunch of shaylas. Chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschoyer. Ritzad baschoyer got married. According to the mandal of Masechtas Gittin that says kedushin chal hoyvul eshay b'kinyane. Even though mekadosh chetzi isha is not a kedushin, here it's going to be chal. What happens if that husband divorces this woman out? She's a grusha. Is she allowed to marry a kohen? Right, a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. Could she marry a kohen? I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think she's a grusha. Why? Because you see, it wasn't a regular ishus. How do I know it wasn't a regular ishus? Because there was no ishus ish. I know that from the parasha of Shivcha Harufa. Shivcha Harufa is megala that it's not an ordinary ishus. If it's not a regular ishus, she's not a regular grusha. She's not a regular grusha. Who said she can't marry a kohen? Would the husband be chayv in Sherek Tzvayna? Zok Tzimich Haschenuch in another mitzvah? I don't think so. I don't think he'd be chayv in Sherek Tzvayna. You marry this woman, you have no chiyuvin. There's no ksuba, right? No kriya ksuba under the chuppah. It's an interesting chasana. But no, I don't think there's a chiyuv Sherek Tzvayna. He says, why not? Because, right, the master's there, the mechatunim are there. Who are you? Oh, I'm the... No, I own the slay. I own the other half. I'm from the other side. Exactly. But either way, so there should be no chiyuv Sherek Tzvayna because it's not a regular ishus. Let's say the husband was a kohen. So is she allowed to eat truma? I mean, there's so many shilas. Shifcha. Bekitzin, the Chesinuch talks about this in multiple places. But Lishi Tassai, that the Chesinuch understood that the takeaway from the parasha Shifcha Harufa is, the takeaway from the parasha is that it's not a regular ishus. The ishus is Biklish Kolish. That's why there's no ishus ish. And if that's why there's no ishus ish, there'd be no ishus ach. The Mechaschinuch incidentally Nemzon, there wouldn't even be Yibum in the first place. Yeshua's kasha was that maybe that's the case. I don't think there'd be Yibum. Yibum starts with an Ishus.
You don't need
an exclusion. Yeah, it's Hoshit. The Yeshua's kasha doesn't even get, that doesn't start. It doesn't start because you need an Ishus to establish Yibum. I don't think there's an Ishus here in the first place. But the Yeshua and Avni Meluim, they both were not masking to what the Mechaschinuch thinks is a Dover Poshit Adwam Oy. And that is, they felt that the parish of Shifcha Harufa is not a Giloy in. It doesn't define the issues. It's just a special Gzeres HaKosuv, Chiddush HaTorah, as it relates to the Halachas of Eishes Ish, as it relates to Yibum, as it relates to Eishes Ach, as it relates to so many other Nafgaminas that you can probably come up with. Over there, maybe you would treat it as a regular issues. In other words, Yesh Lachgar is the reason there's only an Asham and a Malkus by the Shivcha Harufa. Is that a simin that the Ishus is a Shvachi Ishus? Well, I don't know. It's not a simin. Maybe the Ishus on the Tzad Baschor is a regular Ishus. There's just Halacha as it relates to the Ishus. Is there a Sakos? I mean, you could say Sforis. You could say maybe because she's a Chatzi Shivcha, she's only an Ishus Ish L'chatzon. Maybe that's why you don't have Ishus Ish. You can come up with any svar you want to come up with. The point is, the punchline in Yonenu is it a giloy that the whole ishus, even on the tzad baschoyrin, is a kolish to get ishus or not? Many, many nafkaminas.